I would like to present three short ideas or comments about directions, directions of the compass in the parasha of Lech Lecha. The first has to do with where Avram set up his tent, set up his lodgings, when he arrived in the area of Beit El. In chapter 12, verse 8, it says that after Avram came into Eretz Canaan, and he had been in Shechem, he traveled south, and he came to the mountain, Hahara, Mikedem leBeit El, to the east of Beit El, Vayet Oalo, and he pitched his tent, Beit El miYam vaAi miKedem, Beit El to the west, and Ha'ai, another city, to the east. Vayiven Shem Mizbeach LaShem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, and he built an altar there and called in the name of God. There's something peculiar about the directions in this verse. They make sense. The peculiarity is that first it says that Avram pitched his tent, came to the east of Beit El, and then it says that Beit El was to his west, and the eye to his east. That would seem to be redundant. After all, if Avram came to the east of Beit El, then obviously Beit El was to his west. So why do we have to say both? The answer apparently is that when we give directions, that is, when we relate two places, and we say that one is in a certain direction of the other, the normal way of doing that is always to relate the smaller to the larger, the less important to the more important. Normally, a poor person would not say, Jerusalem is to the east of Beit Shemesh. One would say Beit Shemesh is to the west of Jerusalem, because Beit Shemesh is a smaller city, Jerusalem is a larger city. We would say that Teaneck is west of Manhattan, but we wouldn't usually say that Manhattan is east of Teaneck, New Jersey, because Manhattan is a place that's much better, more well-known, and Teaneck, maybe someone wants to know where Teaneck is, even though most people, in fact, know where it is, but maybe someone doesn't. It's a smaller city. When Avram came to the area of Beit El, apparently Beit El was the major city, the, as it were, metropolis of that area. So if we want to know where Avram arrived at, he arrived to the east of Beit El. Notice, if you're talking to someone from that period, if that at that place, then Beit El is the known, and Avram, who's traveling, is the unknown. Where did he get to? But the moment that Avram set up his tent, he pitched his tent, directions change. Now, Beit El is to the west, and Ha'ai is to the east. That is, now Avram has become the center of location. We now relate things to Avram, so that Avram has become the important place. So the Torah uses directions in order to indicate that Avram is the center and that he will be the most important part of the story as we go on. The second comment about directions has to do with the story of Avram and Lot. Lot and Avram were shepherds. Their flocks were very large. There was an argument between the shepherds of Avram and those of Lot concerning grazing land, apparently. And Avram suggested that they part ways. And he said to Lot, you go in one direction, and I will go in the other direction. And Avram gave very specific instructions. He said in chapter 13, verse 9, the land is before you, split up from me. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. And if you go to the right, I will go to the left. Rashi comments here. Why did Avram use the terminology right and left, left and right? In order to say, if you go to the left, I will be right by your side. In other words, I won't go far away from you. I will be interested in what happens to you. He didn't say you go west and I go east, that is, I will go further away to you. But if you go to the right, I will stay by your left. If you go to the left, I will stay by your right. I believe that the more simple pshat, the more simple explanation of what Avram said, has to do with the notions of directions. In the Torah, smol and yamin, left and right, have a compass meaning. East is called kedem, which means forward. When a person is facing east, the south is to his right, the north is to his left. Yemen, Teman, is called Yemen from the word yamin. It is to the right, that it is to the south. When Avram fought the four kings and he chased them, the Torah says that he chased them mismol l'Damasek, to the left of Damasek, which means to north of the Damascus, to north of Syria. He was starting from near the Dead Sea, and he chased the kings north. So what Avram was really saying to Lot was, if you go south, I'll take the north. If you take the north, I'll take the south. By saying this, Avram was essentially saying, don't go east or west. Stay on the mountaintop. Gav Ha'ar. Stay in the line of Beit El, Shechem, Yerushalayim, Hebron. This is where we're supposed to be. This is the place, Beersheba. The south-north line is the line that I suggest to you. This makes clear the next verse. Vayisa Lot et Einav, Vayaret Kol Kikara Yarden. Lot lifted his eyes and he saw the valley of the Jordan. He lifted his eyes, that is, he looked in a different direction. He didn't look in the direction that Avram suggested. Avram had made no suggestion that he looked to the Jordan Valley, which was to his east. He suggested going north or south. Avram didn't think that it would be proper to leave the mountaintop. The mountaintop is the natural place for Avram and his inhabitants to inhabit. Beit El, Shechem, Yerushalayim, Hebron, Beersheba to the north and to the south, and then to spread out from there. This is the center of the Jewish land. Lot saw something else. He lifted his eyes. He saw something else. And this brings us to the third comment. Where did Lot go? Well, if he went towards the Jordan Valley, he went east. In verse 11, it says that Lot, in fact, chose the Jordan Valley. Vayisa Lot Mikedem. And Lot went, or traveled, Mikedem, from the east. How could it be? Lot was going towards the east. He shouldn't be going from the east. Some of the commentaries give a convoluted explanation, but the Midrash, I think, says exactly the right thing. The Midrash, which Rashi quotes as a Midrash Agadah, says, Vayisa mikadmono shel olam. He went from before Hashem by leaving Avram, Lot went away from Kedem, not in the directional sense, but Kedem in the literal sense of facing, of being towards. That is, by living with Avram, Lot was in God's presence. By leaving Avram, Lot left God's presence. So in these three comments, we've seen that the Torah uses words of direction also to give important meaning to the centrality of an individual, in this case Avram, to the importance of certain types of locations as opposed to others, in the case of Smol, Yamin, Gav, Ahar, and the importance of our associations and how they lead us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. May we be less blessed that our location and the people that we meet in those locations will bring us closer and closer to being in the presence of Hashem and feeling in that presence. Thank you very much.